Title: Vegas Rules, written by Kent Williams. Here I stand, testify against me in the presence of the Lord and his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Whose donkey have I taken? Whom have I cheated? Whom have I oppressed? From whose hand have I accepted a bribe to make me shut my eyes? If I have done any of these, I will make it right. You have not cheated or oppressed us, they replied. You have not taken anything from anyone's hand. This is from 1 Samuel chapter 12, verses 4 through 5. Does anyone know what the term Vegas Rules is? If you remember, not so long ago, there was a commercial that talked about getaways in Las Vegas. Commercial would usually end by saying, "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas." This stuck with me in my walk of faith, particularly when having controversial and private conversations. I know one should not hold secrets, but there are times where it's paramount that we do so, for it is written, "A gossip goes around telling secrets, but those who are trustworthy can keep a confidence." That's from Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13. Early in my career, a person at work had a problem, and they did not feel comfortable talking to anyone. They asked if they could talk with me. Not knowing this person very well, I was curious as to their motives. So I asked why they did not feel comfortable talking with their significant other. They said two things that stuck with me. First, they felt that I was a good man who would give them wise counsel. And second, they knew they could trust me and did not feel they could talk with anyone else. The first one was easy to buy into because I was a Christian. But the second one? Now let's not construe this as my doubting my own trustworthiness. However, this was more about my reputation. They had friends who did a lot of talking, and in their inner circle, my name came up as someone to be trusted. It became a theme, as this would be the first of many conversations I would have with people who I at times barely even knew. Whenever someone felt unsure of opening up, I uttered the two words I started with: Vegas Rules. At that moment, they immediately began to talk. As Christians, we have fundamental principles of not only love, but also trustworthiness to uphold. We cannot survive without God's word. Thus, what are we without our word? Not worth very much. The story of Samuel is a case in point. He was a man so trusted, he was allowed not only to name the first king of Israel, but also an additional one. Why? Because he always followed God's will from the moment he was called by God to do so. The impressive thing about this is that Samuel did not even know who God was when called upon, but yet God trusted him. And he was rewarded as Samuel followed God faithfully until his death. He was often chosen by God to bear witness to his greatness. And because he was faithful to God and his word, the people of Israel entrusted him with all important decisions, including the naming of their kings. We too must be vigilant in following the word of God, not only in reading, but in living. Someone told me long ago that the word of God is a living thing. It lives within each of us, and as our lives embrace its teachings, we become living testimonies of it. Trustworthiness is paramount in our relationship with God. Jesus spoke of this when discussing of readiness for the coming of the Lord, saying, "When someone has been given much, much will be required in return. And when someone has been entrusted with much, even more will be required." That's from Luke chapter 12, verse 48b. Like Samuel, our words carry weight only by us following Jesus' example. This is what gives our word meaning. Our desire to follow the example set by him makes our word credible. Let us make every effort to be the people God trusted us to be. Can you be trusted with that which God cares for? How can you use your position of trust to share God's vision with others? My prayer is we live out God's will to where others confide in us, trusting like Vegas rules. Amen.